twerk.
Yo, it's the Whistle While You Twerk podcast with
Megbo
and Isaiah. What up, motherfuckers?
Hello.
Tinkle.
What's up, y'all? We're back with another episode of Whistle While You Twerk.
We're so happy to be recording, and we got something special for y'all today.
We got a new game today. It's called
Rub My Clip.
And we're each going to guess movie clips that the other one has prepared and see if we know the clip and if you guys know the clips.
So shout it out in your cars or wherever you are. If you're putting your makeup on, you're going to be screaming in the mirror, I know that movie!
Rub my clip!
I love it.
So let's get it started.
All right, Isaiah, so who's going to go first?
Me. Why don't you go first?
Okay.
Should we do one and one, or should we do all yours and then all mine?
I say it's like, I'll do all mine and then you do all yours. Like okay. Christmas, you know, you give gifts. You don't have to do back and forth, you know? Do the whole shebang. Okay. First movie clip.
Excuse me, moi. Ooh, that tastes like chicken. I don't even eat chicken.
Miguel, I give you my blessing to go home, to put up our photos.
You're going home.
Easy peasy lemon squeeze my nuts. It is Coco.
Guess that. Oh, you got it. Ding, 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 ding. I feel like we should have a buzzer. Okay, that's great. Awesome. Next movie clip.
This is like the apex of the vortex of joint engineering. It's rumored that M.M. O'Shaughnessy designed the first one, the guy who designed the Golden Gate Bridge. My second favorite civil engineer behind Hans Carl Bandel, Madison Square Garden. What you do is you light all three ends at the same time.
Really?
Oh.
And then the smoke
I got it.
Converges, creating a trifecta. Joint smoking powder.
It is Pineapple Express.
You got it! That's awesome.
That was hard.
That one was a hard one. I had to stump you in some way. Yeah. You know what I mean? Okay, next one.
Oh, I love this song. Am I so lame that I would love Baby One More Time?
Not this cover's classic. Mm-hmm. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign.
Freaky Friday.
You got it. That was Chad Michael Murray and Jamie Lee Curtis. And
I hate that part because he's like, this is the best cover of all time.
Yeah. Ugh. What do you mean cover? I know. I was offended by Chad Michael Murray's comment on that.
And that's why he has no career.
Hello. I want my book. Bonjour.
Oh.
Je veux mon livre.
Hocus Pocus.
You got it. That one, I was like, there's so many clips that everybody would know, but you get a little taste of Sarah Jessica Parker going, in the background. Nice. All right, so far you got them all. All right.
I want my purse back, assholes.
That's not a purse, it's a satchel.
It's a purse, okay? And you steal from wrong guy.
Wait, that doesn't sound like us.
Hangover.
You got it. That was fun, right?
That was fun. So I think you're gonna be stumped on this. Like, I hate to say it. Like, it.
I know my movies.
All right, let's hope.
Let's say.
But all right. So let's start with this one.
She's so shy. That's Lily. Also, by the way.
Lily. And this here is Harmony.
Harmony.
And Carrie Mae.
Carrie Mae.
And then Joanne over there.
Joanne.
Wow. You hired the Exorcist. That's great.
That's a great clip. Anna Faris and the House Bunny.
Correct.
Ding ding ding. Yo, that is hysterical. Cinderella. Doesn't she say that at one point? Cinderella like that?
Yes, I can't remember when though. Ready?
Yeah.
Next clip.
Next
you
clip.
Got it right.
That's when I came into the picture.
Okay, the son of an 18-year-old.
Oh, she died at childbirth. And my dad.
I'm sorry.
He died when I was 13. So I guess my.
Oh, that was a good movie quote, Isaias. I know what it is. Star Is Born.
Correct.
And that was Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Correct.
Love it.
Wow, you got it right. I thought that was going to be your stumper.
No. Good job. Good job. That was a good one. I didn't even think of doing A Star Is Born.
All right. Ready for the next one?
What are you really doing online? I mean, you're a pretty girl. This is New York City. There's like a billion people outside that door.
Yeah, but how many eligible people? Here. Okay, there are 8 million people in this city. Sounds like a lot, right?
Oh, I don't know if I ever saw this movie.
I don't think you did. Now that I played it and I saw your face. Do you want to take a guess?
No, I don't think I ever saw it.
It is called How to Be Single.
I never saw it.
And it was with Rebel Wilson.
Oh, that was Rebel Wilson talking?
No, it was Alison Brie.
Oh, I love Alison Brie.
And the guy from, the tall, skinny guy from Workaholics.
Got it.
Hilarious movie. If you haven't seen it, it's literally one of my favorite movies. Hysterical.
Is it on a streaming service?
I don't know right now because I own it on DVD, so I've saw it a bunch of times. But
How to Be Single.
Highly recommend. Hysterical. I saw it with my friend in theaters, and they turned to me, and they're like, this is you as a woman.
Ah!
And I was like, yeah, hilarious. That's accurate. All right, ready? This is number 4.
Go, go, go! Pick up your knee! Faster, faster! 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2! Knees up, knees up! Go, go! Yes, Chloe! Nice! Amy! What are you doing?
I'm doing horizontal running.
Horizontal running? What is that?
Are you relinquishing your guess?
Yeah, I don't think I know this one either.
Pitch Perfect.
Oh, shit.
You never seen Pitch Perfect?
I saw it up to the part in the beginning where she starts singing and vomits when she opens
her mouth.
That's
literally like the first 3 minutes.
The first 3 minutes. And that hit way too close to home because I used to have a throw-up problem.
That movie is also hysterical. Really funny. That was actually Rebel Wilson talking. I'm doing horizontal running.
Yeah.
Because she's laying down.
Yeah. No, I've seen that clip. I'm pissed I didn't even attempt to even say Pitch Perfect, but...
All right, this is the last one.
By the way, I don't have like a bulimia disorder. I used to have acid reflux, so I would eat food that would make me sick, and I could be sitting here talking with you, and then I would need to throw up. It would start creeping up.
You don't have to talk about your digestive issues.
I know, but when I said I had a throw-up issue, I don't want people to think I had an eating disorder.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Last one.
I'm just checking things out. Are you looking for something in particular?
No, well, yeah. Something conservative.
Yes.
You got nice stuff.
Thank you.
How much is this?
I don't think this would fit you.
Well, I didn't ask if it would fit. I asked how much it was.
How much is this, Marie?
Thank you for doing a movie of my time, Pretty Women, with Julia Roberts and Richard Gere.
Pretty Woman, but we'll take it.
What did I say?
Pretty Women.
Oh, yeah. Pretty
it
Woman.
It wasn't a brothel.
Pretty
it was just
woman,
the one prostitute.
Walking down the... That was a great movie. I love
so,
the movie.
That's Britney's favorite movie.
Is it?
Yep.
Jason Alexander's in that. He plays such a fucking creep in it.
Jason Alexander is also Britney's ex-husband that she was married to for 52 hours, but not him, her childhood friend.
The other
who
Jason
was arrested
at the Capitol,
and he was all methed up and like,
oh my god,
yeah, he's a crackhead now.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. Britney's ex-husband. Yikes! Do you think she heard wind of that?
I don't know. You know, she's not allowed to watch TV or do anything, so.
Brittany, your ex-husband was at the Capitol. I wonder what you would say.
But,
that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Good
that
job.
Was a good time. Yay. Good job. Hope y'all loved it.
All right. Should we dive on in?
Oh, we got a lot here.
Yeah.
Well, so this week it was the Golden Globes.
Yes.
We watched it together.
Super bizarre. It was a good show.
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler pulled it off.
But I wish we could have pulled off their clothes because...
What was the fashion?
That clothes was horrendous. Actually, the whole night, there was that one lady that looked like she got the dress from the Jetsons. Tina Fey wearing that Grandma Moo Moo
and like
the tuxedo.
It was like half floral, half like black
dressy
suit.
Yeah, it was really bizarre.
And Amy Poehler was just wearing black outfits the entire night.
She dressed, I swear
like
to God.
She was ready for a club.
At one point, she literally went into Britney's closet and took a dress and then showed up to the Golden Globes.
She had a black choker.
Yeah. That was so weird. Also, they're like Amy, so they're both like around the same age. Mm-hmm. They're like in their 50s. So you have Amy Poehler in your 50s, you got Tina Fey in your 50s, you got one that's dressed like she's 85, and the other one's dressed like she's 25.
Talk about a midlife crisis.
Bizarre.
Yeah, it was bizarre. How about a shout out to Angela Bassett, who looked absolutely gorgeous. She, for me, stole the whole night in terms of looks. Oh, gorgeous. And, she wore this purple boa that like swooped on her left side, and then she had a high slit on the right side, and it was just a gorgeous purple dress.
Yeah.
She looked absolutely beautiful.
Anya from Queen's Gambit, she looked beautiful too. Gorgeous. Very like Hollywood classic. Like,
yeah, blonde, and it was like over her one eye, so it was mysterious.
So was Amanda Seyfried. She was very, gorgeous. Like, classic Hollywood, like, 1940s.
Also, Kaylee Cuoco was gorgeous.
Kaylee Cuoco, she
was wearing Oscar De La Renta.
Stop calling her Cuoco.
Kaylee Cuoco.
It's Cuoco. Cuoco. She did not win anything for The Flight Attendant, which we kind of guessed
it. I think she already knew it, but she looked fucking gorgeous.
Yeah. She then posted that picture of her, like, eating the cake by herself.
I'd like to thank nobody. Never mind. And she's eating pizza and champagne.
Yeah, and, what's his name? Jason Sudeikis won that award, and he just recently got divorced from his wife,
Olivia Wilde,
who is now dating Harry Styles.
And he's really depressed about it.
Yeah, you could tell he had lost weight. He was in a hoodie. He was stoned as shit.
His eyes were so red. Me and Isaiah couldn't get over it.
So he won the award, and he's giving his speech, and it's like he's like mumbling and like stumbling around with his words because he's so high.
And he was probably drunk, too.
Yeah, probably. We were, too, watching it.
Yeah. It was fun.
We didn't even remember that happening until the next day.
They pulled it off. Also, the wife of the guy that passed away.
Yeah, Chadwick Boseman. That was very, very, very sad.
Oh, my God. She did a wonderful job accepting his award on his behalf, but I was literally in tears.
Yeah. But all in all, it was a good show, you know, for what where we're at, you know, in society at this point.
The pandemic and
with
this
the
and
panorama
that.
And all that. But they pulled it off. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were bi-coastal.
Yeah, one was on New York side, one was on the California side. And it was kind of funny during their like opening monologue where she's like, it's almost like you're here, and she sticks her arm out
and there's then someone else
there's somebody else's arm that touches Amy Poehler on the split screen. That was so funny.
And
the audio was a shit show.
Yes.
It was a whole night of trial of error.
Yeah, it was. They finally got it right towards the middle to the end.
Yeah.
But at first they were playing the music wrong. They couldn't get the connections. People were talking and not like you couldn't hear them.
The guy from Get Out was the first one to accept the award.
So Daniel Kaluuya was one of them, and he couldn't speak. And he was like, you're doing me dirty, you're doing me dirty. And this is not the first time the industry has done him dirty. Because I just recently found out that he was not invited to the premiere of his own movie, Get Out.
That's so fucked up.
He cleared his schedule, was ready to go. And they never invited him.
Why wouldn't they invite the
star? They actually texted him and was like, wow, they did a really good job in the movie. But he wasn't invited.
Oh, thanks. Wasn't invited to my own movie.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Bizarre. Get Out was a great horror film.
Yeah, it was awesome. Kanye West loves it. It's the story of his life, apparently.
Yeah, he thinks it's about him. Oh, my goodness. So the Golden Globes, they did a good job.
Yeah.
As
good of a job as you can do right
now.
They
could
do.
Yeah.
It's the first time that, before the Super Bowl, that was the first time there was even a live performance.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus was the first live performance since last year.
Wow.
And in front of a live audience. And it was healthcare workers that had been vaccinated. So also in
the Golden Globes.
In the Golden Globes, it was just healthcare workers that were vaccinated that were the audience members.
Right.
So that was pretty cool, but you know, we're starting to get back to normal. We're trying as much as we can, you know.
Yeah. Little by little, you know, get vaccinated, guys.
Yeah.
If you have the opportunity, do it.
Me and Christian are supposed to go for his bachelor party, and I'm gonna have to get vaccinated because I don't know if by the time we leave, they're gonna implement something that says you can't travel unless you're vaccinated.
You should look and see if you have antibodies still.
I can't have antibodies. That was so long ago.
You think so?
I think the most it lasts is 7 months. Really? I'm way past that. Anyway, but yeah, the Golden Globes was good. We enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Let's dive into some music. There's a lot of stuff going on right now.
Madison Beer's new album.
Love. Super. First of all, I have been talking about Madison Beer for the last few months now. I've been following her. I had found out so much about her. I had no idea. She's been in the industry already for 10 years. She's done music for video games.
She's only 21.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, so she's been doing this since she was 10.
She's done this for a long time. She's been in the industry. And she has done music for soundtracks. She did music for like a video game, I think. So she's been doing this for a while. She's done a lot of collaborations with people, but only had released an EP. And
extended play.
Correct. And now she's debuted her first LP, her first album, Life Support. And I love it.
The Good and Goodbye, my favorite song. You put the over in lover, put the X in next.
Yeah, that's a great, great song. That one, and I love just all the songs are so different.
Wait, every what's single that song? Stained Glass, where she's like, you look into my soul, but you look into my taint.
No, Stained Glass, you see all my cracks, but can't look into my pain. But it sounds like she's saying, can't taint. Look into my taint.
It sounds like it.
It really does.
Listen to Stained Glass.
It really sounds like she's saying it's taint. Let's listen. I hear taint.
I hear taint too.
So at first I thought it was she was saying taint like tainted glass. Like it's like dark. You know, and I'm like, why does she keep saying taint? That's a horrible choice of words. And I looked at the lyrics and she's saying pain. But I wonder if that's like a joke that they have, like
taint. It must be. Or she's like, why didn't they tell me it sounds like taint?
Yeah. So, great, great album. She actually is number one on the iTunes charts for pop album and number two on the iTunes charts for global pop.
Wow. You always know the superstars before they blow up.
I heard her one day randomly and I was like, who is this person?
Isaiah says my manager. Dibs. All right? Anybody listening here? Isaiah says my manager.
And I don't know. I just immediately I was like, oh, she's going to be a big deal. And she sings about mental health, like on the album, and taking pills, like pills for mental health.
Emotional bruising.
And how, yeah. So it's a really, really great album. Go and check it out, you guys.
It really is great.
Life Support.
Reminds me of Billie Eilish a little bit.
It's Billie Eilish with a little hint of Ariana Grande mixed in. But so she reminds me of Ariana Grande, but with an edge. Ariana Grande reminds me of a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
She reminds me of, if Ariana Grande was acting like an adult, that's what she would remind me of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And very, 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 very good album.
There was even a little hidden Easter egg in one of her music videos.
Yes, for Boy Shit. And I figured it out the day after the album came out.
Yeah.
And the Easter egg was, it had the date of the when the album was going to come out on the top of the
February 21st. February 26th, 2021.
Yeah.
Right in the tip. Right corner of the...
And this was before...
Left corner.
It was even announced that the album was going to come out.
Yeah.
So, we saw that the day after the album came out. So, whatever. But still, I was like, wait, did you see the date?
Yeah, you saw it over my shoulder. I had my back to the TV. Taylor Swift canceled officially her Loverfest tour that she kept postponing before the pandemic started. So, she was supposed to go on tour in February of last year.
Loverfest. I feel like it sounds like there's going to be people doing acid and orgasming everywhere.
Yeah, well. Yeah, it's officially canceled and all the Swifties' hearts are broken. There's no rescheduled date. It's just officially canceled.
Wow.
I mean, now she's got Evermore, she's got Folklore. What, is she going to go back three albums?
True. No, you're not wrong. But I just feel like she can't tour with Evermore and
Folklore.
You can't tour with that.
I mean, if she goes on
because
tour,
because she's not a singer like Adele. with stage presence. She needs to put on some type of show.
Shake it off.
You know?
Shake it off. Yeah. It's got to be like
a She beat. Has to show that rhythm she doesn't have.
Yeah.
So people could be like, oh, she's funny. She's like us.
Make the moves. She can't dance.
Adele, my roommate's best friend went to see Adele, and she said it was one of the best concerts she's ever seen in her life. And Adele, you know, she just stands there.
Yeah.
She doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
But
she probably talks. The stage presence. Funny. Yeah.
That's exactly what she said.
Yeah.
She said she was so relatable, so personable, mm-hmm. and it literally, she says it was one of the best concerts she's ever been to.
I love watching Adele talk, too. Like, her just speaking. Yeah. She's very funny.
I feel like she'll, like, pick her nose and wipe it on her dress.
She's very funny and down to earth.
Yeah. That's what my roommate's friend said. But, what the fuck are you gonna go see Taylor do? Shake her anal bone?
Oh, my God.
But I like Taylor Swift now because I've always never liked Taylor Swift in the beginning.
Yeah.
Never liked her. I started liking her in 1989 and on. Even I didn't like Folklore, but I loved Evermore. That's the one with Willow, right?
Yes. Went through the willow when I see poo after dark.
Went to the willow and I see poo after dark.
You know me, I don't know the lyrics. But I love Willow now. I hear it on the radio.
I know, like, the whole album is fantastic.
And I'll meet you after dark.
At the park.
Great. I love Willow. That's a good song. Did you know Taylor Swift she can't take a fucking joke. Did you see her Twitter post on Ginny and Georgia?
Like,
and they were like, you go through men like Taylor Swift, faster than Taylor Swift. And but, Taylor Swift was like, 2010 called and they want their joke back.
Yeah, but you know what? She said, Ed Sheeran doesn't have to put up with this. This person doesn't have to put up with this. But you know what? These people are not sitting there writing music about all the women that they're having sex with.
Yeah.
Not for nothing, Taylor Swift, but you're putting yourself in that position.
All your songs are about breakups. Yeah. And these guys. And
it's not like not obvious. Like you're trying to make us aware of all these relationships that you're in.
Yeah.
So when somebody makes a joke and you can't take it, but you
can sing about it.
You talk about somebody else
and make a career
not
out of it.
Being scrutinized because of it, but they're not putting it out in the public eye.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't matter if Ed Sheeran fucked 100 people. You don't know he fucked 100 people.
She should have just left it alone and didn't say anything.
And I don't know he fucked 100 people, but you know who I do know fucked 14 people in 1 year? Taylor Swift, because she makes it clear and obvious. That's not saying that it's right. Nobody, I feel like it's not, she made it seem like they were shaming her.
Yeah.
I don't think it was shaming as much as saying a fact.
Yeah. Ginny and Georgia, by the way, is a trending Netflix show.
I really liked it.
You love it. Yeah.
I started watching it
last night and,
they did a Britney episode where they all dressed up as Britney Spears, and I could have fucking punched the TV because they're like, oh, we're going to do Britney Spears. Let's all do different stages of Britney Spears. It's so retro. Bitch, I will scratch your fucking eyes out.
I mean, to a 17-year-old, that is retro.
I guess, but I know somebody who's 20 years old, and they say they listen to Britney Spears. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know, but
I love Britney too. But I'm also 30.
Oof, you're old. But anyway,
I'm not 30 yet. I round up.
Anywho,
I'm 25.
So I just feel like it's never okay to shame someone.
Yeah.
But when you
never could take a fucking joke. She's always crying about something.
Yeah, she is.
Stop being a fucking crybaby.
And then she sings about it.
And then she
Yeah.
So the next song is gonna be Ginny and Georgia. I hate you. Post Malone and Pokemon Pikachu teamed up for the 25th anniversary of Pokemon.
Yes, I saw that. Was really dope how they transitioned into like from real life to CGI. They made a Post Malone into a cartoon.
Yeah, it was all a cartoon, but it started off where it's like a big concert, but then like this concert takes off, and you know, animation, they can make you do anything, you know. So he's singing his songs, his set list. There's like 6 songs. This should have been the Super Bowl halftime show. I literally said that watching it. I was like, really? This should have been the Super Bowl halftime show. And it was so entertaining. I sat there for 15 minutes watching it. Damn. It's a 13-minute video. But I couldn't take my eyes off the screen. I knew every song. I didn't even realize I knew all the Post Malone songs. And it's worth a watch. Google Post Malone and Pokemon, and you're going to go for a ride. Take a bull hit before you watch it.
Oh, Jesus.
Whee!
All right, what do we got next?
Olivia Rodrigo is on the charts for Olivia Rodrigo was on the charts for her sixth week in a row.
Number one.
Yep, for Driver's License.
She's blowing up. Very Britney-like.
She's so pretty.
She's so cute. Very, like, innocent looking. All her pictures remind me of Britney's early career when she was doing these, like, floor pictures. Like, look, I'm innocent. I'm putting my shoulder over my arm.
Yeah.
Like, type of shit. And her vibe is very 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I love Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License. I'll be driving and crying listening to it.
Oh my God, me too. I'm like sobbing. I'm like, guess you didn't mean what you wrote in that song about me. You said forever, now I drive alone past your skeet. Skeet?
Skeet.
Skeet? What's skeet?
You know what skeet is.
Skeeter.
Skeet? You don't know what skeet is? Oh, skeet, 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 motherfucker. Oh, skeet, skeet.
No. Wow. Finally a word of the
what's
day?
What's the word? Lesson word of the day. It's been a while.
I know. You've acknowledged me in a lot of stuff, but now skeet is a new one. Skeet.
I know a lot of our listeners, especially 90s kids, they know what skeet is.
Never heard
of it. They definitely tasted skeet, at least once.
Tasted?
Skeet is semen.
Semen?
Yeah.
Oh.
Cum, skeet, jizz, mother's milk. Well, father's milk.
Ew, that, skeet?
Yeah.
That's what skeet is?
That is what skeet. And that's what... skeeter.
Oh,
skeet. So I drive alone past your skeet.
I'm not a big fan of skeet. I do not swallow that.
All right, we're getting off.
Spits of swallows.
We're getting off.
Getting off that train. I'm not a fan of skeet.
All right. Well, that's nice to know. We've mentioned this before in the podcast. Don't get too repetitive. We don't want people to think you're too much of a prude. All right. Let's move on to
TV, Netflix, movies, and boobies.
Ooh, shake them.
So Ginny and Georgia, we already just talked about. And Isaiah's loved that show. So did I. Handman's Tale.
Handman's Tale. Yeah, that's where ski comes from a Handman's Tale.
Handmaiden's Tale is coming.
Handmaid's Tale.
Is coming back for a fourth season.
Yes, I cannot wait.
That's a hit.
You didn't watch it.
I've seen season one.
I don't know why you don't like it. You just can't get into it.
I think it's too depressing.
I know what you mean because it is, but it's kind of like you can't take your eyes off it because it can absolutely happen.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if people were behind it, you know, behind that movement, that bowel movement, it could happen. And
what, like stealing women?
They don't steal women. It's they herd them like cattle.
Oh my God.
And they even put like little pins on their ears, and they use electrical prongs, and they give them to a husband. A family of a woman, a rich family of a woman that can't have a child, and the man rapes her once a month to impregnate her.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
And then after you have the baby, they send the woman back to another family.
Ugh.
Yeah. But they brainwash the woman to think they're doing something for God.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly, Jesus.
Yikes. That's totally disgusting. You know what else is disgusting? The Allen versus Pharaoh documentary on HBO. I watched episode 2. So far, there's only 2 episodes out of 4, and it's on HBO Max, and it's about Woody Allen and how he married his 21-year-old daughter.
21-year-old, allegedly 21 years old, because the story is that she was 18.
She was 18.
And he was grooming her until she turned 18.
And Mia Farrow said that she found pictures when she was 18, and she was a freshman in college. So it's like, it really is so nauseating. But this man has made a movie every year since the 70s. So he has like over 50 movies, Academy Awards. He walks on the street like no problem. When Mia Farrow, who's from Rosemary's Baby, she was in all of his movies also. And they were together for like 10 years, and she is accusing him of being a child molester. The daughter, Dylan, in the last night's episode that I watched, oh my God, she said that she was raped in the attic by Woody Allen, her father.
Her actual father.
Adopted father.
Okay. I just think that...
It's disgusting. I can't believe it. I'm back on the Mia train. There, for a second, I thought Mia might have just been upset that he married her 21-year-old daughter, but now I'm starting to think, no, this has been
married her at 21.
He groomed her.
But yeah. At 18, they were already having a relationship.
Yeah, and it's totally groomed. And Moses, who's another son, is on Woody Allen's side, you know? So now two of the kids that were Mia's love Woody, but I think he groomed Moses also.
Are the two kids male?
One is male.
And what's the other? The other one's female?
And then it's Sunyi.
Oh, well, that...
And they both were adopted around the same time.
But that's not... Sunyi is his wife.
Moses loved Woody, and I think he too was groomed. He too was groomed. I really do think.
This is
so just disgusting. Brainwashed to love me and to think nothing bad of me. And that's what Moses was groomed into thinking. This whole thing is so disturbing. It is so disturbing. If you're a fan of Woody Allen or Mia Farrow, it's definitely worth a watch. If not, don't even...
If you're a fan of Woody Allen or Mia Farrow, you're probably not listening to this because you're dead already.
This is a huge documentary. This was on Us Magazine, People Magazine for decades. This story.
I mean, why wouldn't it be? It's just so disgusting.
It is disturbing, but now it's coming out of the woodwork. There's a documentary, and Mia Farrow and her children are all interviewed for this HBO doc, and it's
except Sunyi.
Oh yeah, Sunyi and Moses are not part of it. So anybody who's on Woody's side is not a part of this. Three people.
Disturbing.
Including two of them being the perpetrators. And Woody Allen said it's a hack job and not accurate, but it really is so disturbing, and it's worth a watch. He created Annie Hall.
That doesn't excuse
it. He created Manhattan, and Manhattan is about a relationship with a 17-year-old, and it's Woody Allen. Woody Allen's 50 years old starring in a movie and making out with a 17-year-old on the screen. It's totally disgusting, and Meryl Streep was in that movie. That was one of her first movies.
But that if that doesn't solidify... that people think that he is this disgusting pedophile.
He made people think it's okay in his movies. All these movies are about young 18-year-olds and old men.
It sounds like a fetish.
It is a fetish. And
it sounds like pedophilia.
And the movie industry accepted this and made people think that this is okay behavior.
But this is... Hollywood does think this is okay behavior. That's what we have... sex trafficking at an all-time high.
And now with the whole Me Too movement and all these movements that are coming out, finally, people are talking about these disgusting things, and now this is one of them.
Yeah.
So, wow, it's really controversial. It's on HBO Max, Allen versus Farrow.
Allen versus Farrow. It sounds like you're saying Allen.
I'm sorry, Allen. Let's move on to Netflix, I Care a Lot film.
Oh, my God.
That's a great movie.
It won a Golden Globe.
Yes, the actress. Yeah. And she, too, was wearing a ridiculous outfit for the Golden Globes. Oh, my
God. That was absurd. She looked like a
baby doll.
Unwrapped tampon.
Yeah, she... No, she looked like a tampon that was bloody and used.
Yeah, and then, like, you unwrapped it, and unfolded you
throw
it.
No, you throw it in the toilet, and it expands.
That's what I saw.
Yo, we have to make a meme tonight of that. Too graphic.
It was just too much. Yeah, and Peter Dinklage is in it.
From Game of Thrones,
correct. It was a great movie.
First of all,
it came out about a week and a half, 2 weeks after Framing Britney Spears came out. The movie is about a woman who
is playing the system. Of old people.
Sign their life away to her, and then she takes all their money, puts them in a home, and they die in there.
And isolate them from their families.
But this time she picked the wrong old woman to fuck with.
It's just such a good movie.
Yeah, it's really great. I actually was very surprised. I didn't think it was going to be good.
You know who plays the old lady is from Edward Scissorhands, the mother.
Oh, shit.
You know that actress? Yeah. She too is in a Woody Allen. She's in a lot of Woody Allen movies also. Her bizarre. Going back to that. That actress is very famous. But she plays the old lady.
Watch I Care a Lot on Netflix. Oh, it was fantastic.
It
angered me because I'm like, this is what's happening to Britney Spears and nobody gives a fuck.
I know. It does bother you because this happens every day. People play the system all the time and the courts will allow it because it's all properly documented.
She won the Golden Globe. And at the end of her speech, she says, I would like to thank our broken justice system for allowing stories like this to happen.
Mm-hmm. So she's acknowledging
it's free so Britney.
Fucked up. It really is. I have such a short attention span, and I watched the entire movie, I Care a Lot, without putting my phone down, like, or my phone up. You know what I mean? Okay, last little quick thing in TV, Netflix, movies, and movies. Mr. Big, an update on Sex and the City. Mr. Big, Chris Noth, is not going to be a part of the Sex and the City reboot on HBO Max. That plays Mr. Big.
Yeah, I never got him. I never understood why
he's so sexy.
Ew!
I love him.
I think that man is not attractive whatsoever.
Oh, I do. No. Mr. Big?
That's why you like the Woody Allen documentary so much.
Stop! Why are you talking like that? Okay. Okay, moving on from... That was just... So, the reboot of Sex and the City. So, now we're hearing that Samantha Jones is not going to be a part of it, or Mr. Big. So, what the hell are... Why are they even doing this? I don't understand. Now it's just going to be Cynthia Nixon, Sarah Jessica Parker, and Kristen Davis.
Great. Everybody that's boring. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So, it's basically going to be, like, them sitting at a table with nothing happening.
And they're waiting for Samantha to come into the diner and sit with them, and that's not gonna happen.
It never happens, so then the show ends.
The end. I don't know why they're touching it, because the movies were so good enough. So now we're gonna move on to everybody's favorite segment, the Britney notification of the week. Isaiah's take the mic.
Okay, there's a lot going on right now. As we know, the Framing Britney Spears came out on Hulu and FX. Huge, giant hit.
Everybody watched it. And everybody's talking about it.
Everyone's supporting her.
It's in the media. Celebrities are talking about it.
People are apologizing and all of this mashuga nuts. Then Netflix comes out of the woodwork saying, oh, we're going to do a Britney documentary too. Again, not supporting Britney.
It's not going to be as big as a hit.
Just trying to make some fucking coin off of her, as always. Everyone knows anything Britney Spears, everyone's going to watch. Everyone's going to listen to it. Everyone's going to talk about it.
Everyone watched the Framing Britney Spears because it was the New York Times that did it. Just because Netflix is doing it, it's not going to be a hit. These are NPR people that are doing this documentary. People that know facts. Correct. Knowledgeable. New York Times is so reputable that you could ask, like, any Joe Schmo on the street that looks really smart, they're going to know what the Framing Britney documentary it is because the New York Times did it.
And it goes to show you that Australia did one. It was from what they call 60 Minutes, but not 60 Minutes, America's 60 Minutes, which is very reputable. Their 60 Minutes is basically like TMZ. So they did one, and they titled it Britney Spears From Pop Star to Prisoner. Ew, disgusting. Ew. That's not a good title.
No.
Anyway, so that's not very... you shouldn't count on that, because that's a tabloid, basically, type of show. Anyway, so now Vivian Thorine, she was the lawyer that was...
Switched sides.
That switched sides by the end of the... By the time they finished filming Framing Britney Spears, weeks later, she started working for Jamie Spears. And now she went on ABC, Good Morning America, and started saying, everybody's got everything wrong. Jamie cares about her daughter. And when he took over her estate, she was worth only $2 million.
Yeah, she's like, I understand that there needs to be a villain in every story. Now she's trying to paint a picture. Mm-hmm. Immediately, she's painting a picture.
She didn't say that on the documentary.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and now she's just trying to distract everybody. Now she's saying, we need a villain.
Yeah.
And you're choosing him. I don't know why. Because he made her life so much better now. Look at her assets. Look at what he did. And you're painting him to be a villain.
Now, here is where things start to get complicated. Yesterday, something came out that Britney has trusts.
Accounts of money.
Where you keep money. Britney has trusts, and there are under these things called blocked accounts. It's very complicated, so if you guys want to read up on it, we don't have the time to explain everything, but we're going to give you a gist. They're called blocked accounts. Nobody can touch that money. In 2018, Andrew Wallet, ex-co-conservator, and Jamie Spears, her father, chose Jamie Lynn Spears to be the trustee.
The little sister.
Yes. Nobody can touch that money in the blocked accounts. And Jamie went into court and said, we want to move this money from the blocked accounts to this trust.
Where people can touch
in,
it.
Yeah, in this place called Stonebridge. Stonebridge, who works at Stonebridge? Lou Taylor.
Britney's company.
Britney's ex-manager that dropped her after she made Jamie pay her $380,000.
Ooh, something smells fishy.
Yeah. So she works for Stonebridge. Turns out Stonebridge is allowed to make their own fees. So basically, the more money they have, right, they get discounts for other things. Now they're getting all this money and they get to choose how much you pay them for keeping the money in there. So the more accounts that they have, so now they have, Stonebridge has an account in National Financial Services, aka Fidelity.
A bank.
Yes. Fidelity is the insurance place. They have also accounts from Britney's money. Britney is only worth $60 million, but there's more than $60 million in these accounts, which means they can drain this money as much as they want because they get to choose their own fees.
And they're paying everybody else with Britney's money.
Correct, including themselves. Now, this is why they want Britney to keep working, because eventually that money's going to run out.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't keep working, there's nothing coming back in.
It's not fair.
So something...
They're taking advantage of her
and
money.
And this is why Jamie Spears doesn't want to let go of Britney. Because if there's actually... This is the reason why we're saying this right now, y'all. Is because there's two FBI investigations going on into the trusts. This is why everything went out right now.
Now, Isaias, how much is this Stonehead worth? This company? How much money... How much money does Stonebridge have?
$622 million.
That's her money.
That's not her money. Not
seems
all
like
of it.
How does this company that works for Britney have $600 million and Britney only has $60 million?
They're not... Britney probably has like $200 million
seems
invested
like
in there.
A lot of that money came from Britney Spears.
Yes, it did. It did.
A lot of it.
So now it turns out that National Financial Services, Fidelity... who has a, you could call it, insurance trust on Britney, and Stonebridge all are linked. So basically, they're all working together to have these accounts, and they're all taking their own money from this account because they're allowed to make their own fees.
Conflict of interest, it sounds like.
Correct, and that's exactly what it is.
And that's not allowed.
So, exactly. This is why... There's
she wants,
investigations
and that's
going
why
on.
Britney wants somebody that's not doing this to take control of her money. She
Correct.
Doesn't want people taking her money anymore.
Bessemer Trust. She wants Bessemer Trust to be 100% her conservator. Not about her mental health, not about her work, her money that she has worked for.
And people are taking advantage of it, including her little sister, including her father, including all these people. And you know, what's so sad, I know that my parents would do anything to make me happy. Anything. Yeah. I don't think Britney ever had that.
She did.
Never had
like
that family support where they really genuinely care about her.
I feel her like happiness. Her mother cares about her. But
and
you
then
know,
her father.
When you have that parent that like cares so much... That you know they care so much, so you're like mean to them. You're like, nah, I don't care, mom. But because you know, like, doesn't matter what you do, they're gonna love you unconditionally.
Yeah, of course. That's how I treat my parents.
The father is not like that.
No.
The father is, you know, an ex-alcoholic, bankrupt, down, dirty
loser.
He's
probably gambled
you know?
So much of her money.
I believe that.
He's such a lowlife that there's no way when he was living in Vegas, he wasn't taking his daughter's millions and going to the casino.
Absolutely.
No fucking way.
So that is, there's something fishy going on right now. And this was dissected. We can't go so much into detail because I read this myself. I saw the documents. It's a lot to like talk about on the podcast. But
you were going over it last night, just trying to make sense in your own brain.
Because it was
it's a lot. It's a lot of information.
Lots of names, lots of places. But we tried to like give you a gist of it so you understand that there's something else going on in this Britney conservatorship that's not just, I'm looking out for her money. You know, I'm looking out for her mental health. Yes. There's something else going on there. Everyone is benefiting from this. And they're moving her money around where before it was locked and nobody could touch it. Mm-hmm. Now, they went to court and they allowed Jamie Lynn
to move this money around. And what's going to happen? It's going to be gone soon because Britney paid everybody.
And not Britney paid everybody. Not that. They are allowed to take what fee they want.
Because example, of this broken system.
Let's just say it's $100 million, okay? So this trust has $100 million for Stonebridge. Stonebridge can be like, oh, $100 million? Well, our fee is $50 million. Oh, okay. Here you go, $50 million.
Now it's half gone.
Yep.
Yikes.
They can choose their own fee.
Yikes.
That's where, why is she only worth $60 million? The father said that when he got with Britney for the conservatorship, she was only worth $2 million. When in 2004, Britney was worth $260 million. You cannot, even if you tried,
spend all that money. You can't. She's so down to earth. Where is she going, to Target?
Yeah, that's. She spends $100,000 in Target a year. Even if you did that, you still couldn't fucking spend $200 million.
Yeah, look at the Kardashians. They have houses in Palm Springs. They have this and that, and they have everything.
And Britney doesn't. Britney has. She brought her brother an apartment for $1 million. She bought herself an estate called Serenity. The mother lives in the estate. That's in Louisiana. And Britney has her house in L.A. She does have one more house.
Does she ever go home to her mom?
Yeah, she was there during Christmas.
Oh, nice.
She also has one more house. And I think she might have a place in Hawaii. Now, check this out. That's how the father went to all of these states where she has property and made sure the conservatorship works in every single one of those states so she can't escape to another state. Because the jurisdiction is only in California. So if she's in California, you're in the conservatorship. But if you're in Hawaii, you're not in the conservatorship.
She can do whatever she wants.
But she can't because he made sure of that. He went to every state that she owns property and was like,
I want the conservatorship here. In Hawaii.
Yep.
Wow. That's manipulative.
So he's making sure that she can't escape. So...
Poor Britney. What a nightmare.
Yeah.
You work your whole fucking life, your whole childhood, everything.
Yep.
And you're swept, and literally, you're trying, their people are trying to sweep her under the rug. Yep. Like, nothing to see here. It's really so sad.
Just keep working. This is what you gotta do. You wanna survive?
She's gonna die.
That's basically, she's just surviving, you know? She's not living. Somebody was like...
How they want her to live, she's going to die.
I saw comments of people saying, oh, I felt so bad for her when I saw this documentary, but then I remembered how much money she has. But she really doesn't because her father gives her $1,500 a month.
She can't touch it.
You know? She's living as a prisoner. So
sad.
Yeah.
So fucked up.
That's what's going on right now.
Jamie Lynn, you suck. And Jamie, you suck too.
Fuck you, Jamie Spears. Fuck you, Andrew Wallet. Fuck you, Lucifer Taylor. Fuck you, Stonebridge. Fuck all y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah. Free Britney. Anyway, frustrating. But you know what? Things are happening. Yeah. There's FBI investigations. Can't wait to see what's going to be the outcome.
That motherfucker needs to be in jail. Period.
The father?
Yes.
I don't think Britney would press charges. Do you?
So if it comes out, remember, the money in the trust, in the block trust, is only... It's the reason why trusts exist is so the money can't be put into public court.
He should be bound to, like, a prison where all you hear is Britney's music. In the jail, and all you see is Britney... music videos, and that's all his prison is, and he's stuck in prison with Britney music playing forever.
Can I go there?
Wait, that would be a great, like, the zone, and you see, like, Jamie behind the bars, and people come and visit, like, and watch him, like, a freak show.
Ew, I would throw tomatoes at him and poop.
Yeah, that should be how it is. But that would be a great jail for him. And he's stuck behind bars listening to his daughter's music. Oh, you want more Britney? you're going to get more Britney and you're stuck in prison and everyone's going to come and watch you. That should disgusting. Be the punishment. That would be a great punishment.
But yeah, that's our Britney notification of the week. Yeah. It's a lot. If you guys have any questions, if you want to know anything, DM us. Call into the podcast.
201-956-4108 and leave a voicemail.
Follow us on Whistle While You Twerk Podcast on Instagram. Email us at whistlewhileyoutwerkpodcast@gmail.com
or follow our Twitter at WWYTpodcast and send us a DM.
Yeah, just hit us up if you have any questions.
Isaias is full of knowledge. Any question, he will give you an answer. Like, better Megan's than... Like,
you should do, like, a stand-up of just having, like, a...
an open mic it? Where anybody can ask you a question about Britney and you'll have the answer to it. If anybody has questions about it. I think it's a great idea. So now that everyone's caught up on the Britney, let's move on to... Celebrity Gossip! Gosh, gosh, be gosh. Peace be with you and with you. So James Charles, the makeup guru...
Oh, my God.
There's a lot happening. There's an investigation with him, supposedly, that he was grooming a 16-year-old fan. But James Charles says that he claims he asked how old he was, and he said 18. But it was all through Snapchat, so everything just erases. So now it's one word against the other, and the fan was like, he took advantage of me. Did they actually meet up?
So, no.
So then who cares? What, dick pics?
Yeah. So what happened was,
you know how many dick pics I got probably from creepy old men?
Added James Charles
chat rooms.
James Charles accepted it and followed him. So when James Charles woke up the next day, he got all these messages from this person. So James Charles claims that the first thing he did was ask, "How old are you?" And the guy said 18. So I guess they exchanged sexy text messages. I don't know. Right. On through Snapchat, which disappears as soon as you read it. But this fucking guy is probably taking screenshots of this. James Charles is not thinking about this because the guy already said he's 18.
Can't you see screenshots when it's done on Snapchat?
Not if you screen record it. You know how many dicks I've screen recorded? I got files. At least like 10 files.
Every time Isaias is on his phone, he'll look over his shoulder at me like, don't look. You're gonna see something and I'm not gonna be able to do it.
I mean, I don't care if you see other dicks, but
I don't know what you're gonna see, but get off of my shoulder.
I'll be like, here, look at this picture, don't swipe left, don't swipe right. I'm not responsible for what you see. What do you call this? So the guy is now saying that James Charles never asked him, and James Charles is like, I should have asked him for an ID or a passport. You said, when we discussed this, you said that's not normal.
That isn't normal.
That's not normal for us.
But when you're a superstar.
Like, I'm hoping a that commodity. If I was to talk to someone.
You're a commodity with your business.
No, he's a public figure. I wouldn't, if somebody was like, oh, I'm 18, and we exchange pictures and text messages, and then he's like, oh, I'm not 18, he's not going to come after me for my money. You know? He's not going to fucking sue me for... I'm going to be like, dude, you said you were 18. What do you want me to do? Ask you for ID?
I got 50 cents in the bank. You want it?
You want it? And one of them is for my card at Aldi's. So, I don't know. I feel bad for James Charles. I don't like James Charles, but nobody should have to
be going through...
subjected to this type of shit.
Yeah, and like, it's being scrutinized, and it's not fair.
If it turns out that he's innocent, this guy is gonna get a shitstorm. Because we know what he looks like, we know his name, we know all that shit. So he's gonna be... people are gonna come down on him.
The rain kid?
On him, yeah.
Ooh. Yikes. Speaking of rain on him, rain all may, soon all may, Lady Gaga and her dog napping. Holy shit.
I know.
And oh my God, the poor guy getting shot in the chest 4 times just for her little French bulldogs.
So,
like, shoot the guy in the foot. Why are you going to try and commit murder over dogs?
Did they catch the guys?
No. They got the dogs back because they were tied to a pole in an alleyway. Uh-huh. And some woman just found the dogs randomly and returned them to Lady Gaga's babies.
So she became... They said she was going to be a...
What, a suspect?
A suspect. Because it doesn't make sense. I believe that this could easily been like, hey... Megan, you want to team up with me? You know, we'll steal the dogs. We won't have any contact with you. We'll tell you where we put the dogs. You go, you get it. You're like, hey, look, I found these dogs. You get the money, we'll split it.
Yeah, it just sounds so fishy.
You know? It sounds... At first, I thought the dog walker had something to do with it. You know I said that.
No, the guy was screaming. He was, there's a video footage of, because it was caught on the home surveillance camera, because it was in front of her house.
Oh. So but they're saying they don't believe.
You hear the screams, and you hear like, no, help me, help me. Boom, boom, boom. And he's on the ground, and he's like, help me. And he's clinging, and the dog, one of the dog runs away and runs on the other side of him. And he was clutching the dog while he's bleeding out of his chest. And the people took the dogs around.
Listen, if you're going to clutch somebody else's dog and you got shot in the chest, they're paying you very well.
I'm sure Lady Gaga is going to be paying for him the rest of his life.
No, I'm saying, like, if you feel like you need to...
He was a friend, too.
If you feel like you need to clutch onto a dog after you got shot in the chest, those paychecks you're getting are very good.
Yeah.
Like, you're probably getting paid, like, $100,000 a year to take care of dogs.
Yeah. Help eventually did come, and the guy survived, and he's expected to recover. But yeah. Four times in the chest. Oh, my God. I can't believe he's still alive.
Well, that's the reason why I said it sounds like he could even be involved, because four times in the chest and you survive, it's like they knew exactly where to shoot you, you know?
I think it was
No, I'm not saying he is now. I'm just saying at first it sounded fishy.
And poor Lady Gaga was in Italy, and she... You know, couldn't do anything, but what she did do is she upped the security for her family and friends completely.
But they are saying, the cops are saying they don't believe it was Lady Gaga targeted.
They're saying they just thought it was dogs.
Yeah.
And then they got scared when they saw all these dogs and it was in the media and holy shit, this is Lady Gaga's dogs. And they just tied it to a pole and we want nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Because how can you get that money? But then here comes this little old lady. But of course someone's going to find dogs.
I'm just surprised they weren't microchipped.
Microchip, they probably were, but when microchips aren't GPSs, you can't find, like if Tallulah has a microchip.
Okay.
But if somebody finds her, you could scan it and say, oh, it belongs to Megan.
Oh.
But they're not like a GPS, which it should be like that. It should be like that.
I thought that's what microchips were.
Because imagine if there was a microchip and you'd be like, sorry, motherfucker, I know my dog is in this location, and you just go get it. That's not how it is. It should be like that, but it's not like that.
Huh. I didn't know that. Thank
it's
you for
just,
teaching me.
It's
that.
Just to scan and to say, oh, it belongs to this person.
Got it. Wow. That's still cool, though. I thought it was the opposite. I thought it was like...
I think people should have microchips like that.
Now you're getting crazy. Let's move on, because you're just saying psychotic shit.
Like, if someone goes missing, let's say I go missing. Well, let's look up her thing. Her phone, it says here, but let's look up her chip. Oh, Megan's in Hawaii. Let's go get her!
Yeah, it's also... Megan killed someone. She's on the run. Let's go get her. She's in Hawaii.
Oh, that sucks too. On the other side. No, I wouldn't go to Hawaii for my getaway. I already have my getaway plan.
Where is it?
I can't tell you.
Disney World.
Anyway. Do you want me to tell you?
No, because I don't want to be involved.
I've had this plan my whole life.
She's
where
in
I would
the small
go.
World. She's pretending to be one of the little dolls.
All of a sudden, you see me behind. I'm in like the Ireland part of Small World. Hilarious. Okay, so Tiger Woods also another huge thing that happened. Tiger Woods had a huge car crash, and his career is probably over. He was on his fifth back surgery, and his back's fucked up again. I mean, his legs.
Damn, he's never going to cheat again.
Oh, my God.
Golf again.
I mean, yeah, he is known for his cheating scandals.
Yeah.
And golf, that's it. So when you're not, when you can't play something that you're known for.
There's two balls he ain't going to be hitting.
Poor Ty. I mean, I don't really feel that. I feel bad that he almost died.
I feel bad that it happened.
And that he almost died. But, like, the fact that, I mean, he's 45. That's not old. And then to say your career is probably going to be over.
When you're saying your career is over to somebody who has millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, not your career is over to somebody who's bankrupt and struggling.
Yeah. I mean, like, what are you going to do? Like, imagine you're Tiger Woods, you got all this money, and you're like, all right, well, I'm 45. What am I going to do for work? Or do you think he just won't work?
He doesn't have to. Or he could be a...
a coach. Yeah, maybe.
Do they have those? Golfing coaches?
Yeah. I don't think he needs the money to do that, though.
What?
I don't think he needs the money to do that, though. It'll be interesting to see what Tiger Woods does. Or he could just disappear and you'll never see him again. But, crazy. He's going to recover. He got pins in his legs. His leg, I mean, the bone protruded through the skin. His leg snapped in half. I didn't get graphic on the post because literally when I read it, I went like this when I was doing the post. When I read it, because I do my research, I was going like this for 10 minutes.
Slapping myself in the head
because I have a blood fear. So when I imagine bone through the skin, I literally start racking back and forth for like 10 minutes. All right, moving on. Yeah, that bothered me. Ugh. So Gorilla Glue Girl.
Oh, this is good. Everything happens
for a reason. Yeah. Gorilla Glue Girl was known for putting Gorilla Glue in her hair, and it got stuck. Everyone knows that. It was a huge thing. Eventually, a surgeon paid himself. I mean, she did a GoFundMe page and she made like $15,000.
She made $20,000. He did it for free.
He did it for free. And he helped get the Gorilla Glue out of her hair and unlock it. Jeez Louise.
So she, Gorilla Glue Girl,
went to go get her boobs done.
Tessica. Let's stop calling her Gorilla Glue Girl.
Oh, her name's Tessica?
Tessica.
Okay.
Tessica. Testicles?
Shut up. I knew you were going to say. I was going to do that and then I didn't want to be an asshole.
Tessica went and got the glue removed, whatever. Then she went back to the same doctor. She wanted a mommy makeover. She wanted her boobs done. She wanted a tummy tuck. I mean, liposuction.
I mean, now you're famous.
Right. So she has a manager and everything, an agent.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you're famous.
So they found a lump in each one of her breasts.
Oh, no.
And
they removed it that day?
They removed it that day.
Thank God.
And she said if the Gorilla Glue thing didn't happen, I wouldn't have known.
Were they cancerous?
Last I heard, they were still testing them.
Okay. Well, hopefully they're benign. That's scary. Well, prayers for Tessica, and thank God that they got it early.
Yeah.
You know, everything happens for a reason, and there's a reason that she was saved.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the eyes of God. So, moving on to the Kardashian caboodle. What's in your caboodle? So, there's a lot happening. So, Keeping Up with the Kardashians is coming back this week on Sunday.
For its final season.
And I wonder if they're going to dive into the Kim and Kanye divorce. It'll be really interesting. But supposedly, Kim already sat down Northwest and told her, I'm getting a divorce from Daddy. You know, we're going to be together. We're going to co-parent. Daddy will always be a part of your life and we'll always be here for you. Only until you're 18. Yikes. That's always sad when kids are involved for a divorce. I'm sure Northwest was beside herself. Poor little girl. I have a feeling she's going to be getting older and she's going to be just like her father. I don't know why, but I feel like she's going to take her father's side when she gets older. What do you think? Northwest scares the shit out of me. If I was in a room with Northwest, I feel like she would give me a nasty look and I would be like, oh my God, she scares me. She's like way cooler than me.
Oh, wait, we got a whole fucking situation just happening right now.
What's happening? Shake your boobs, breaking news.
Yep. Britney Spears.
Okay.
All right. Vivian Thorine, the lawyer
that left framing Britney Spears interview and went to Jamie.
Apparently, Jamie would love nothing more than to see Britney not need a conservatorship. Thorine tells CNN. Whether or not there is an end to the conservatorship really depends on Britney. If she wants to end her conservatorship, she can file a petition to end it. What the fuck have we have been doing this whole time? She filed this petition a year ago. Now, Jamie is not suggesting that he is the perfect dad or that he would receive any Father of the Year award like any parent. He doesn't always see eye to eye on what Britney may want, but Jamie believes every single decision he has made has been in her best interest. He can't comment on the pending case. So, Jamie never contested or objected to Bessemer Trust being appointed as his co-conservator. And at the last hearing, it was reported that Jamie was trying to get more power than his co-conservator. That is completely inaccurate. What we are arguing is that Jamie and his co-conservator should have equal power. That was always consistent. That was the whole point. Bessemer Trust and Jamie Spears have 50-50. Jamie went to court to have Bessemer Trust taken off.
And so he could be 100%.
The court investigator also interviews everyone who was involved in the conservatorship. And they do a deep dive into really study the conservatorship to find out what's going on. And what I can tell you is every year the court has kept the conservatorship in place. When the pandemic hit and everyone had to stay at home, Brittany wanted to go home. She wanted to see her family. Mm-hmm. Jamie unquestionably loves Brittany and he misses her very much. But he also respects her and he wants to give her autonomy and space. And as I've said before, like any other family, there are ups and downs. So Jamie is respectful of Brittany's space and he is also respectful of her attorney's request that he not contact her. But the key is Brittany knows that she can contact her daddy anytime and that he will be there for her. Whether or not there's a conservatorship, Jamie will love Brittany. So the point is, to be out of a conservatorship, you have to file a petition, okay?
She did that last year.
Brittany filed a petition. Jamie is fighting the petition to not be out. So I don't understand why you're saying that this is
back Vivian to the wordplay. Vivian is trying to confuse people. Just Vivian is placed in Jamie's team to confuse everybody. Yes. She's just so well-spoken. She can say anything, and any Joe Schmo that really doesn't know is going to believe her.
Yeah, yeah. That's
anybody like, that's watching CNN, after somebody that's that, old, believes
somebody
her.
That watched the Framing Britney Spears documentary and then hears that, they're going to be like, oh, so she didn't file a petition because they don't know.
Yeah, they don't know.
So they're like, oh, okay, everything's fine, you guys. All she has to do is say she doesn't want it anymore, and then they'll just take it off.
No, she did that last year. I remember.
The funny thing is that Vivian herself said on the Britney documentary, have you ever seen somebody taken off a conservatorship successfully?
She said, no, I have
no,
not.
No, I have not. Of the conservatorships that I have been involved in, no, I have not. If you are my conservator, and I file a petition to be out of a conservatorship, and you say yes, why wouldn't you be able to take me off of the conservatorship? I can't take myself off. I have to file a petition, and you have to be agreeing to take me off. So Jamie is not agreeing to take Brittany off the conservatorship.
And so why? We're running in circles.
Because the moment he's off of there, the shit is going to hit the fan, and that motherfucker is going to go to jail. And not, you said, oh, she won't press.
They're literally running in circles.
She won't press charges against her father. She won't, but the state can. Once they see the actual
documents and
the
taxes
and all of that shit, it's illegal.
Vivian
period.
Can suck a fat cocker spaniel.
Yeah, no, like the dog really eat its asshole. I'm fucking sorry, guys. I interrupted.
She's a snake.
The Kardashian caboodle. I just had to. That was a
no.
Just
that
came
was
out 20
that was breaking news. We'll go back to the Kardashian caboodle, but that's wild. Oh my God. Everyone listens to this for Britney anyway. All right, back to Kardashian caboodle. Ah, what's in your caboodle? So Courtney is dating Travis Barker.
Yes,
who
from
is
Blink-182.
Blink-182, big punker. And
he
it's
used to be married
shocking.
To Shayna Allman. Mm-hmm. She was a Miss America winner or contestant.
Wow.
They had their own TV show on MTV.
Yeah.
Like the Newlyweds.
Yeah, yeah. And it's
and she's shading Courtney.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, he downgraded. Yeah.
First of all, no, he didn't. Courtney Kardashian is so beautiful. First of all, push you away.
Shayna Mokler is her name.
But
and
you
you're
know
right.
What's...
He did not downgrade.
No.
The only thing is that Courtney Kardashian has the personality of a broomstick.
She doesn't. She's so sweet. She loves Disney World. She's like me. I relate to Kourtney Kardashian, I think. She's very sweet. I love Kourtney. She's a handful, I'm sure. But so am I.
But that's what hands are for.
But wait. So Kourtney is dating Travis. Now, Scott Disick, what does he do this week? Dyes his hair bleach blonde and then turns it pink. Hot pink. Oh my God. He's so upset,
midlife
probably.
Crisis much?
Midlife crisis. He's seeing, how can I get Courtney's attention again? He loves Courtney. There is no doubt in my mind that Courtney and Scott will be back together. There is no doubt. He said last week, I will marry her when she's ready.
It's just,
she's ready now, I'm getting married to Courtney. He's waiting just, for her.
I mean, you can't. You have a whole family.
It makes me feel so sad for Scott. Like, why does Courtney keep dragging him along like that?
Megan, Scott is broken.
I know, but they love each other. So I know
much.
They do.
I'm sure she cares about him very much, but she can't take that toxicity in her life.
She kept him in the family all these years.
How are you not going to? You have children together.
But she teases him. They're always together also.
You have a family together.
They're going to get... But they tease this in the new... In the season premiere. But, so it's coming out this week. And they say, would you marry Courtney? And he goes, I would do it right now.
And then they have fucking fools like you. Be like, they're going to get married.
I think they will. Isaiah, I will bet money one day they will get married.
And then the next day they're going to get divorced.
Probably. So that's all that. Oh, and Kim, now that she's filed for divorce, she went out on the town looking hot in a green dress, no wedding ring. And she went out with Courtney and a couple friends, and they were at a Japanese restaurant, probably Nobu. And Kanye was selling Kim's jewelry.
Ooh, that is petty, Betty Capetti.
He had some of Kim's jewelry and was like, oh, selling it. Shit. I gave this to her. Oh, I'm selling it. And Kim was like, stop it!
That is petty, man.
Stop it! Grabbing her jewels. That happened. Kim got rid of all of his Yeezy shit out of her house.
Ooh, Yeasty.
Get out, Yeasty. And Northwest, come in. Let me tell you something. And Saturday.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something. Wow. And Papa and me aren't together. That's all that I have for Kardashian Caboodle. Can't wait for Sunday, though. New all episode. Right. Yes, yes,
so
yes.
So we have
yes.
our closing entree.
Isaiah, do you have a closing entree?
Yeah, sure do.
Mamoya.
Yeah. So I just recently found out that, turns out that Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
From
Miss Congeniality.
Miss Congeniality.
Oh, I love Sandra Bullock.
I can't remember
on
other
the Blind
things.
Side. The Blind Side
I've
was
never
the latest
seen that
movie.
Great. The Blind
movie.
Side.
I have it on DVD. I'll lend it
that's
to
a,
you.
That's a football movie.
Yes.
That's not her latest movie. That movie is fucking so. The Heat was her latest movie.
Oh. No,
Melissa
she won.
McCarthy.
I'm sorry. She won the Academy Award for The Blind Side.
So, turns out
Best
that
actress.
Sandra Bullock loves to get facials.
What kind of facials, Isaiah?
Penis facials. Uh-huh. And it's cells extracted from the foreskin of young Korean boys.
Why Korean specifically?
I don't know. She didn't go into details.
Because that's the only one legal.
She was on Ellen, and she was talking about this penis facial.
And what was Ellen doing?
And Ellen was like, so you have like, and you know, she's pointing at the face, and she's like, Sandra Bullock's like, it's not like little bits of foreskin on
stuck
my
to
face.
My face.
But it's cells extracted from the foreskin and
put onto her face.
And she's like, it's great. Yeah.
That is beyond disgusting.
I mean, that's disgusting, but when you get cum shot on your face, like, ow, my eye, that's fine.
Well, personally, I prefer a pearl necklace.
Oh.
And on that note, deuces!
Whistle while you're twerking.